Guys, it's 2019. There's no reason in 2019 with all the products that we have and all the knowledge that we have and all the bathroom facilities that we have to have bad body odor. No reason. For some people, it's a simple fix. Put fucking deodorant on. Don't use them stones. Put real fucking deodorant on. I'm all for people trying to be natural, not use chemicals on their body. But if you stink, then take a fucking bath. Don't take a shower. Let your body soak in that shit. Throw some of that Epsom salt or some shit in there. Use a bath bomb. Use something, because you fucking stink. There's no reason that somebody should stink that bad in 2019. In the wintertime. No reason. There's no cultural reason why people stink. There's cultural reasons why people don't use certain soaps or certain deodorants. There's even cultural reasons why people don't use deodorant. There's no culture, there's no race or religion or creed that tells you you have to smell like shit. And if there is, let me know, because I've never read or heard about any of that. And I've seen a lot of shit in my life. If there's a race or religion that says to be part of this fucking culture, you have to smell like hot nut sacks, I want to know about it, because I don't believe that shit. But that might explain why there's certain stinky people in the wintertime. If you're not homeless, there's no reason why you should smell like that. If you're homeless, you're going through some. I get it. People walk 20 feet outside of a homeless man sleeping, you know, outside of a Starbucks. People will walk the long way around the block to not pass him because he smells so bad. But they also respect that he smells bad because he's homeless. Nobody said, damn, homeless man, you gotta use soap. Nobody's saying that shit. Nobody's saying that. I've even seen videos of police officers helping shave homeless men to get jobs. I've seen that. I believe it. But if you're not homeless and your culture doesn't say you have to smell like camel shit or fucking dog nuts or fucking cat food, then there's no reason why you should smell like that. Sometimes it's the subtle smells that are bad too. Like, you ever go over somebody's house and the minute you walk in, you're like, that smells sour, or doesn't smell so good. But you can understand how the person living there might not smell anything. Well, if you're a good friend or family member, you'd be like, hey, just want to let you know your house got a little bit of a stench. And then, you know, as a friend, they might feel embarrassed, but they'll respect it and be like, you know what? Let me plug in a Glade. Let me spray some Febreze or light a candle. You know, odor makes me nauseous thinking about it. I've had my fair share of smelly days. When I was a mailman in the summertime, I would come home smelling like sweaty sack. But I'm cleaning myself. And within an hour, I'm smelling like a baby again. I could probably count the times my armpits smelled on two hands in my life. Well, let's minus my whole adolescence, because I don't even remember that shit. But in my adulthood. But why the fuck do people smell so bad? Like, there's reasons, right? You got the classic alcoholic smell. You drink too much. The shit is coming out of your pores. You smell like a homeless person, but you're not homeless. It's not fair. Leave that smell to them. You got that smell. Then you got the I eat too much cold cut smell. Similar to the drink too much smell. Not as tart. And a little greasy smelling. You eat too much salami. You know what I mean? Like, try some tuna fish or something. Twice a week. Stop eating sandwiches. You got that. Then you got the halitosis, where your body may smell good, but the second you open your mouth, it smells like somebody took a shit in your mouth. That's halitosis. You got bad breath smell. Maybe you got gingivitis, gum disease. You got tartar buildup. You know, that's a smell. Brush your teeth. Go to the dentist. Do something. Fucking chew gum 23 hours out of the day. And let your mouth breathe for one. I'm just saying, you know, you'd be chewing 24 hours. It's too long. But you got that smell. Then you got the I may have forgotten to wipe my ass smell. Like, why do people smell like shit? Here's why they smell like shit. Because there may be a little crumb of shit in their drawers. From farting or from not wiping good. There's no other reason somebody's gonna smell like shit unless it's shit. Tell me if I'm wrong there too. Is there a mix of perfumes and deodorants that make you smell like shit? Here's one. You got the bad breath smell, but then you got the shit smell, right? There was a kid in my third grade class. Was it third grade? No, it was way after that. It was junior high school. Had to be like sixth or seventh grade. And for all intensive purposes, I'm not gonna mention his name. But his name was Arafat. And he was from somewhere in India or that area. And his breath smelled like shit. Like, his breath had its own body odor. That was confusing. Because in my head, the only way your breath can smell like shit is if you ate shit. Or if you eat ass. But back then, I didn't even know what that was. I didn't know that people did that. Sixth grade, seventh grade, I didn't know people ate ass. Honestly, I didn't know people ate ass until a couple years ago. That's just nasty. But, yeah, that's something else. Like, you may be a different species if your breath smells like... If your halitosis smells like actual crap... I don't mean smells like shit, like smells bad. Like, smells like actual duty. Like, smells like it came out of somebody's asshole. Then you got something else going on. You may want to just fucking die. Because I don't know if you can fix that. You know? Yeah, but on the flip side, there's other times or other people that are dirty, but they don't smell. But you look at them and you're like, yeah, I'm not shaking that guy's hand. You know, like, you just dirty. You got something. You got a germ. Maybe you got the HIV. No offense. I got no friends that have it. But I know they have it. But maybe, you know, you look dirty. Maybe you have, like, you know, gonorrhea or something. I don't know. But is that type of person. And then there's the person that looks clean. But they... Oh, fuck. I got heartburn. Shit. There's the person that looks clean. But they're really dirty as shit. Like, maybe they look clean because they brush their hair. Or they shave their face every morning or something. That's a type of person too. You know, everybody falls into some sort of category. Nobody wants to be stereotyped or generalized, but every single fucking person falls into a category. I swear, I had this thought yesterday. As I get older and I look at people's faces, I realize how close to other people's faces they are. Like, there's specific categories of face. You know what I mean? Like, there's hear me out. The wrestler Seth Rollins has the Johnny Carson face. It's that face. Same smile, same gap in between his teeth. That's a face. Then you have, like, the classic, the classic, like, fat Italian face, which is not always an Italian, but you have, you know, Big Pussy has that face. The dude on Blue Bloods, that he did mob movies, he has that face. Joey Diaz, who's Cuban, has that face. That's a specific type of face. Where you know if they lost weight and they got skinny, they still have that fat face. Look, my friend G-Fella, he has that face. And then you have... Oh, and then there's head shapes, too. Like I always said I had a Mexa head because the back of my head is flat. There's a lot of people that have Mexa heads. Where, like, there's no, like... alien lump back there. My oldest son has one of those Martian heads, but my youngest son Mace, he has a Mexa head. But you look at it from the front, his head is built like a football. It's wide too. But I have a Mexa head. The back of my head is flat. The Rock has a Mexa head. Look at his profile. The back of his head is flat. There's a couple. Oh, and then there's other people with the hot dog head that got that extra meat back there. Don't even gotta be fat guys. Like the other wrestler, Batista. He got a hot dog head and he got a pinhead. Like, it looks too small for his body. But that's a thing, too. I'm always confused at how I get here. I went from body odor to specific heads. But yeah, then there's those types of people that just stink. I don't get it. Like, they can never fix it. There's been people, like, I'm a bit of a recluse, so I stay to myself. I'm not around. And those that know me well or that communicate with me on a regular basis, they know. I don't come out unless I have to. Unless there's money to be made or I got to go to court, I'm not coming outside. I'm happy at home. I'm happy drawing and creating and trying to get money that way. I don't want to come outside. I don't want to play ball. I don't want to do none of that shit. But those that know me know that's just how I am. No offense to anybody. I'm a bit of a recluse. But that has saved me that saved me from having to smell people, be around people. So there's people that I don't see for years. Some of those people, the last time I seen them, they smelled. And I see them now, and they still fucking smell. I've been out of people's lives for years. I haven't been around people for years. That's by design. I don't want to be around people. I like my space. I like my peace. I like being by my goddamn self. I enjoy that. I enjoy peace. I enjoy working out by myself. I enjoy eating by myself. I enjoy creating and laughing. And maybe it's a little unhealthy at times, but I enjoy being by myself. And on occasion, I go out. I go see some people. But that's a couple times a year. I'm like the fucking poltergeist. But, yeah, but people have bad body odor. Especially if I don't see them for 5 years, I come around, you still smell like that? You still have not fucking figured out a solution for that foul odor? I don't get that. I don't understand that. So, the moral of the story is, wash your ass.